Second Chronicles chapter 16. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, King Baasha of Israel went up against Judah and built Ramah to prevent anyone from going out or coming into the territory of King Asa of Judah. Then Asa took silver and gold from the treasures of the house of the Lord and the king's house and sent them to King Ben-Hadad of Aram, who resided in Damascus, saying, "Let there be an alliance between me and you, like that between my father and your father. I am sending to you silver and gold. Go, break your alliance with King Baasha of Israel, so that he may withdraw from me." Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the commanders of his armies against the cities of Israel. They conquered Ijon, Dan, Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. When Baasha heard of it, he stopped building Ramah and let his work cease. Then King Asa brought all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and its timber, with which Baasha had been building, and with them he built up Geba and Mizpah. At that time the seer Hanani came to King Asa of Judah and said to him, "Because you relied on the king of Aram and did not rely on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Aram has escaped you. Were not the Ethiopians and the Libyans a huge army, with exceedingly many chariots and cavalry? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he gave them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the entire earth, to strengthen those whose heart is true to him. You have done foolishly in this, for from now on you will have wars." Then Asa was angry with the seer, and put him in the stocks in prison, for he was in a rage with him because of this. And Asa inflicted cruelties on some of the people at the same time. The acts of Asa, from first to last, are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was diseased in his feet, and his disease became severe. Yet even in his disease he did not seek the Lord, but sought help from physicians. Then Asa slept with his ancestors, dying in the 41st year of his reign. They buried him in the tomb that he had hewn out for himself in the city of David. They laid him on a bier that had been filled with various kinds of spices prepared by the perfumer's art, and they made a very great fire in his honor. 2 Chronicles chapter 17. His son Jehoshaphat succeeded him and strengthened himself against Israel. He placed forces in all the fortified cities of Judah, and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim that his father Asa had taken. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the earlier ways of his father. He did not seek the Baals, but sought the God of his father and walked in his commandments, and not according to the ways of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand. All Judah brought tribute to Jehoshaphat, and he had great riches and honor. His heart was courageous in the ways of the Lord, and furthermore he removed the high places and the sacred poles from Judah. In the third year of his reign he sent his officials, Ben-Hail, Obadiah, Zechariah, Nathanael, and Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah. With them were the Levites, Shemaiah, Nethaniah, Zebadiah, Asahel, Shemiramoth, Jehonathan, Adonijah, Tobijah, and Tob-Adonijah, and with these Levites the priests Elishama and Jehoram. They taught in Judah, having the book of the law of the Lord with them. They went around through all the cities of Judah and taught among the people. The fear of the Lord fell on all the kingdoms of the lands around Judah, and they did not make war against Jehoshaphat. Some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and silver for tribute, and the Arabs also brought him 7,700 rams and 7,700 male goats. Jehoshaphat grew steadily greater. He built fortresses and storage cities in Judah. He carried out great works in the cities of Judah. He had soldiers, mighty warriors in Jerusalem. This was the muster of them by ancestral houses of Judah, the commanders of the thousands, Adnah the commander with 300,000 mighty warriors, and next to him Jehohanan the commander with 280,000, and next to him Amasiah son of Zichri, a volunteer for the service of the Lord with 200,000 mighty warriors, of Benjamin, Eliada, a mighty warrior with 200,000 armed with bow and shield, and next to him Jehozabad with 180,000 armed for war. These were in the service of the king, besides those whom the king had placed in the fortified cities throughout all Judah. Second Chronicles chapter 18. Now Jehoshaphat had great riches and honor, and he made a marriage alliance with Ahab. After some years he went down to Ahab in Samaria. Ahab slaughtered an abundance of sheep and oxen for him, and for the people who were with him, and induced him to go up against Ramoth-Gilead. King Ahab of Israel said to King Jehoshaphat of Judah, "Will you go with me to Ramoth-Gilead?" He answered him, "I am with you, my people are your people. We will be with you in the war." But Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel, "Inquire first for the word of the Lord." Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 of them, and said to them, "Shall we go to battle against Ramoth-Gilead, or shall I refrain?" They said, "Go up, for God will give it into the hand of the king." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there no other prophet of the Lord here of whom we may inquire?" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is still one other by whom we may inquire of the Lord, Micaiah son of Imlah, but I hate him, for he never prophesies anything favorable about me, but only disaster." Jehoshaphat said, "Let the king not say such a thing." Then the king of Israel summoned an officer and said, "Bring quickly Micaiah son of Imlah." Now the king of Israel and King Jehoshaphat of Judah were sitting on their thrones, arrayed in their robes, and they were sitting at the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets were prophesying before them. Zedekiah son of Kenaanah made for himself horns of iron, and he said, "Thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Arameans until they are destroyed." All the prophets were prophesying the same, and saying, "Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and triumph. The Lord will give it into the hand of the king." The messenger who had gone to summon Micaiah said to him, "Look, the words of the prophets with one accord are favorable to the king. Let your word be like the word of one of them, and speak favorably." But Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, whatever my God says, that I will speak." When he had come to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I refrain?" He answered, "Go up and triumph. They will be given into your hand." But the king said to him, "How many times must I make you swear to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?" Then Micaiah said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains, like sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, 'These have no master. Let each one go home in peace.'" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell you that he would not prophesy anything favorable about me, but only disaster?" Then Micaiah said, "Therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, with all the host of heaven standing to the right and to the left of him. And the Lord said, 'Who will entice King Ahab of Israel, so that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead?' Then one said one thing, and another said another, until a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord, saying, 'I will entice him.' The Lord asked him, 'How?' He replied, 'I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.' Then the Lord said, 'You are to entice him, and you shall succeed. Go out and do it.' So you see, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these your prophets. The Lord has decreed disaster for you." Then Zedekiah son of Kenaanah came up to Micaiah, slapped him on the cheek, and said, "Which way did the Spirit of the Lord pass from me to speak to you?" Micaiah replied, "You will find out on that day when you go in to hide in an inner chamber." The king of Israel then ordered, "Take Micaiah, and return him to Ammon the governor of the city, and to Joash the king's son, and say, 'Thus says the king, put this fellow in prison, and feed him on reduced rations of bread and water until I return in peace.'" Micaiah said, "If you return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me." And he said, "Hear, you peoples, all of you." So the king of Israel and King Jehoshaphat of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself and go into battle, but you wear your robes." So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went into battle. Now the king of Aram had commanded the captains of his chariots, "Fight with no one small or great, but only with the king of Israel." When the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they said, "It is the king of Israel." So they turned to fight against him, And Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. God drew them away from him, for when the captains of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him. But a certain man drew his bow, and unknowingly struck the king of Israel between the scale armor and the breastplate. So he said to the driver of his chariot, "Turn around, and carry me out of the battle, for I am wounded." The battle grew hot that day, and the king of Israel propped himself up in his chariot, facing the Arameans, until evening. Then at sunset he died.